Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, March 2nd, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and together we will do better. Our new contract contains a letter of agreement regarding our $5,000 cash signing bonus. The recently negotiated cash signing bonus will be issued within 30 days of ratification and will be paid in a manner completely different from our contractual profit sharing. This cash signing bonus will be paid in the form of a check or electronic deposit subject to taxes and the individually determined 401k election that comes from your regular paycheck. The cash signing bonus will be treated like regular pay for the purpose of 401k company paid direct and matching contributions. AFA's advocacy has been for the company to make this payment as soon as possible. The company is listening to our advocacy and is working to put distribution of the cash signing bonus on the fast track. In today's Flight Attendant Negotiations Network newsletter and on our website, we have included information about the cash signing bonus as well as optional saving strategies for members who wish to direct some or all of their cash bonus into their 401k or UK stakeholder plans. Now, AFA does not provide tax or legal service. This material is provided for informational purposes only. Please consult your tax and/or legal advisors regarding your particular set of circumstances. Consider this information carefully and contact Fidelity directly at 800-245-9034 before making any changes to your deferrals. The timing of any change made to your deferral cannot be guaranteed to be effective for the signing bonus. Once effective, these elections remain in place for subsequent paychecks until such time as you make a further modification to your deferral elections. United flight attendants have overwhelmingly voted to ratify our tentative agreement, which now becomes our new contract. We will begin seeing some of the exciting improvements to our contract take effect immediately, while others will require time to integrate into United's schedule planning process or require automation for implementation. We have worked with United to produce a timeline of the anticipated implementation of the new contractual provisions to go into effect. Keep in mind that we are planning on this schedule as of now, and the timing of certain items may be subject to change. You may view the anticipated schedule for implementation of provisions and improvements in our 2012 through 2016 contract on our website. With the switchover of United's computer system, passenger service system, that's the PSS, this weekend, it is important that we continue to focus on the importance of our number one job, ensuring safety and compliance with Federal Aviation Regulations, the FARs. Our single most important job is to ensure our responsibilities are met concerning the safety and security of the passengers and other crew members in our care, while meeting all Federal Aviation Administration requirements, otherwise known as FARs. While on-time departures are helpful for United's business initiatives, they are never an excuse for allowing a violation of the FARs. Federal air regulations require on both originating and through flights the FAA-mandated minimum crew complement be on board the aircraft during the passenger boarding and deplaning, including those passengers requiring wheelchair assistance or who have other special handling needs. Company policy reinforces the FAR expectation by requiring the entire flight attendant crew complement to be on board during any boarding or deplaning process, and recognizes that the only exception to this requirement is when there are more than the FAA minimum crew, and those above the minimum must leave to work an outbound flight. The FAR applies to all scheduled flight segments, including charter flights, whether this is an originating or through flight. When a flight staffed with only the FAA minimum crew complement, flight attendants are not allowed to deplane except in the performance of safety-related duties. In this circumstance, the flight attendant must remain in the vicinity of the boarding door of the aircraft. For non-safety-related issues such as seat duplications, catering, or other service items, coordination should be accomplished through the pilots on the flight deck. FAA minimum crew verification is essential in order to avoid inadvertent violations of FARs. The gate agent and flight attendant in the purser position must verify that at least the required number of flight attendants, the FAA minimum, is on board the aircraft for boarding and departure. Standard operating procedures have been painstakingly designed to support these requirements. In further support, any time a flight attendant leaves the aircraft prior to door closure, she or he must notify the purser before deplaning and again upon returning. By doing so, collaboratively, we can verify the FAA minimum is on the aircraft at all times. FAA minimum crew must be on the aircraft during boarding and deplaning. At an intermediate stop, if through customers remain on board the aircraft, the requirement for crew coverage is different during those times when boarding and deplaning are not occurring, and a number of the other requirements are met. Aircraft engines must be shut down, and at least one floor-level exit door must remain open to provide an exit route. In these circumstances, at least one half of the FAA minimum crew flight attendant crew complement, rounded down, must remain on board the aircraft until the outbound crew arrives. Boarding may not begin until the FAA minimum crew complement is once again on board the aircraft. The regulation concerning FAA minimums is detailed on FAOM pages 2.43 through 2.46. In the event that we are not in compliance with any FAR, every crew member involved should file an OSAP report detailing the circumstances that have led to the violation. Find the link to online OSAP reports in the safety section of our website or on our useful websites page. Yesterday in eLines and in a UnitedAFA.org website posting, we reported on the voluntary crossover program that has been negotiated and agreed upon for flight attendants who wish to work as an employee of subsidiary Continental. Should you choose to bid for this crossover program, it is important to carefully review the company's crossover program packet. The decision to transition to subsidiary Continental through this crossover program is permanent if revocation is not exercised within 10 days of the crossover award. It is important to recognize that once you have crossed over, in all respects, the provisions of this subsidiary Continental contract and subsidiary Continental policies will govern your employment. This is a big decision and one you should feel secure in making. It cannot be stressed enough. This decision, once made, is irrevocable outside of the 10-day period immediately following the award. Bidding for crossover is now open and will close on March 30th at 0800 Central Time. For critical considerations, eligibility, program components, duration, and bidding information, please see our website posting regarding the voluntary crossover program. We strongly recommend you carefully read the entire text of the letter of agreement, the upcoming Q&A on our website, and direct any questions you may have to your local counsel. Yesterday in eLines, we reported that United was implementing a flight attendant operations manual for charge process to replace the loaner manual policy we formerly enjoyed. We are happy to report that yesterday, based on AFA's ongoing advocacy, they updated the process further to add an additional option. In lieu of outright purchasing a new manual, you may now complete a payroll deduction authorization, a PDA form, for the cost of the FAOM, which is currently $65. This will allow you to temporarily use an FAOM for 7 days without charge to your paycheck. If the FAOM is not returned by the 8th day, the PDA form will be submitted to payroll for processing, and the $65 will be deducted from your paycheck. For additional information, please contact your supervisor. For our members who reside in Europe and are required by law to have a letter detailing union dues, a European taxation letter, in order to file their taxes, please visit our website if you haven't already done so in order to request this letter. If you have already done so, you should start to begin receiving this letter as our staff at the Membership Services Department at the International Office focus their time and energy on getting these letters out following the tentative agreement ratification vote. If you wish to call, you can reach the Membership Services Department at 1-800-424-2401, extension 707 during normal business hours, which are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Available in your domicile on March 1st will be revision number 1 to our FAOM. Revision number 1 will have an effective date of March 15th, 2012. The size of this revision will be significant, so please allow yourself time in order to review and insert the new revision into your FAOM. Please note that the revision summary incorrectly indicates that security chapter pages were updated to align routine flight deck door access procedures to 2 knocks. This procedure change is not effective for subsidiary United flight attendants with the March 15th revision. The company has expressed a view that flight deck door access procedures will be included in a future revision. For flight attendants attending continuous qualifications, CQ, in March 2012, please ensure you fill out the correct list of effective pages, that's the LEP worksheet, which is now a requirement of CQ. Contact your supervisor for information on the new revision or questions about the LEP worksheet. The 2012 Pass Travel Program will become effective with the switchover of United's computer system, PSS, on March 3rd. WebList and Apollo will cease to be available when the company completes the transition. At that time, all employees retirees, and eligible pass riders will list for personal or company business travel through the Employee Res platform as the exclusive means of listing. United further advises that employees will be restricted from creating listings in WebList for travel after March 31st. For more information, please see the Travel tab on the company website, Flying Together. For questions, please email the Employee Travel Center at etc@united.com. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.